Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. A few years back, my guest Tiff Merritt started to show signs of burnout. She had a critically acclaimed sophomore record, Tambourine. The album even earned her a Grammy nomination, but it didn't sell well. Merritt's label at the time, Lost Highway, dropped her. The singer-songwriter was also drained from nonstop touring. Merritt took a break. Aside from talent, Merritt has good taste. She retreated to Paris. Tiff Merritt returned with a bunch of new songs. They appear on her new CD, Another Country.
I had studied some French in school, and I had been to Paris once as a student. And so I thought if I went there by myself, I wasn't going to do imminent harm to myself, that, you know, I could get by. And, you know, just, I mean, Paris is pretty romantic, especially as a writer. You know, so many writers have written there. You just want to breathe some of that air.
So how did you keep yourself focused on writing when you were there? Because I would think you'd want to be out every day, you know, at least going to get a croissant and something.
Well, I mean, I didn't lock myself in my house or anything crazy. Yeah. But, you know, I had been on the road so much, and just to be alone with my thoughts, waking up in the same apartment every day was amazing. And then, you know, day-to-day errands in Paris, or probably in any foreign country, it becomes this really lovely adventure. And so, I just had this really quiet period to myself where I would wander around new streets and look at artwork in some of the museums or the beautiful buildings, and just get inspired to go back home and work at this piano. And then, you know, everybody lives with their windows open and in the cafes and in the streets. And I just felt an openness all around me, even when I wasn't looking at some monument or something.
So much of your music is when you see a performance on guitar, but you write on piano.
I do. Yeah. I do. I like the piano better. It's such a big instrument. And you can't really, at least the way that I tour, you can't take a piano on tour with you.
Yeah.
So playing it is such a treat. So I usually play it all I can when I'm writing.
Well, let's hope Another Country does so well that you'll be able to have your own piano with you at all times. So
that would be great.
That's our goal in life. Tiff Merritt is our guest, and what do you want to start off with?
How about Broken?
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Once you were a straight shot, a shine.
It's such a great song. That is Broken, another one from Another Country, Tiff Merritt's new album. And Tiff is with us on with Another Country and another record label. I mean, you get a Grammy nomination for your last album, and you're on another label thereafter. That doesn't seem fair in this world.
Well, things change.
But it must have been. It's interesting. All three albums you've done have been kind of different sounding, and explore different sides of what you do. If you go see Tiff live, you kind of get it and get what you do.
Thank you.
But on the albums, they kind of focus things in different ways. This seems pretty stripped down and pretty pretty you.
Yeah, I think this record was, well, you know, I came back from France with these songs, and obviously my record label dropped me, and you know, at that point it was this moment where you go, where do we go from here? And what was really nice was that it just gave us a chance to have, you know, with these songs, the people that came around to help us with them, believed in them pretty much like they were. So, so you know, it was really nice. You stay in the music business long enough. I think you, it's a really nice thing to make an album when you're not green anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely felt like it was just time to do my own thing, and any kind of, any of the concerns like, oh, you need a hit, oh, you should do this, oh, you should do that, it just was, it was just too late.
Right, well, that's interesting. Now, what do you want to do next?
How about Something to Me?
Oh, good one.
This tired mind could give to me. For the colors of the man I love are deepest blue and green, and it isn't very often that I say just what I mean, 'cause the feeling seems to scatter and these words fall in between. For what I
Oh yeah, that is the song that begins Another Country, Something to Me, a really nice version of it from Tiff Merritt, and give names to everybody who's playing with you today.
Oh, this is Zeke Hutchins on the drums, Scott McCall on the guitar, Jay Brown on the bass, and Danny Eisenberg on the keys.
Sounds great. Sounds great indeed. And one of the things I was reading about, and actually I spent some time podcasting The Spark, which is your new radio show.
Yeah.
Where you do kind of what we do here, but in kind of a long form with all different kinds of artists,
I'm
right?
I'm a little nervous that you checked that out.
I thought it was really good.
Well, you know, it's funny because The Spark is a student-to-teacher sort of program, artist-to-artist, where I just was really lonely on the road. and I realized that, you know, that all of the art and music and books and things that I loved, you know, I was crossing paths with some interesting people, but never getting to really talk to them in depth. So I figured out how to corner them. But I talked to, my brother is a journalist for real. And I said, listen, this, I'm not a journalist, you know, this is not a journalist program. This is really just about thinking about making work outside of the spotlight. Not, you know, not when you have your hair done and you have your nice outfit on and you've got your facts straight. It's really about the mess that happens in your workshop.
Well, I found that really interesting. The show is on a little radio station in Marfa, Texas.
Yes.
Which is a place I've actually been through on my way to Big Bend Park.
Oh, have you been there?
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
It is. What it is you and an artist for half an hour talking about their work. And one of the things I loved about it is you really, you got inside the fear of doing what you're doing with a lot of people. This kind of like the blank computer screen, no chords.
You know, it's funny because I didn't think other people were going through that. And when I got the guts to say, oh my gosh, this is happening to me, does that happen to you? People are really not afraid to admit it. And I find it such a comfort that, you know, as an artist, you feel like everyone else is a genius, sprung forth, fully formed, without doubts. And you know, it's an interesting thing that really, I think making good work seems to require some humility and some tears and some fear.
So what have you found out about other people's work habits?
My favorite thing was that Nick Hornby, he said that, I said, what do you do up here all day, Nick? And he said, well, I pray for emails and I play Miss Pac-Man. And I thought that was extremely comforting. And then C.K. Williams, who's a poet, I said, you know, he said that he had this period of time where he thought that he was going to quit and become a photographer. And then he realized that photography was just as hard as poetry. And, you know, I just think it's interesting that people really go through these times where they think, what we on the outside as readers or listeners think, oh, there's no question this is what this person is, that, you know, inside they're really struggling with if they've made the right choices or not.
Now, in what you do, do you see yourself as the primary thing you do to be a songwriter?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like the primary thing that I am is a writer, because I would not get up on stage if I didn't, you know, if I weren't saying something that I felt pretty strongly about. I'm really skeptical of the whole song and dance, give me the spotlight thing. You know, that impulse in myself, I find very... Mm. You know, that's the bad one. That's the vain one or something. I don't know. I don't trust it as much. But I love music, and I feel lucky to be a part of music, but I feel like I understand writing more.
Our guest is Tiff Merritt, and as we mentioned earlier, she writes mostly at the piano. You want to move over there now?
Or I would.
Okay, cool. Tiff, what's next?
How about Another Country?
Sounds good.
Love stars and secrets to no one will find but you, and fall in this like brand new rain. Places I have never been.
Tiff Merritt performing the title track of her new album, Another Country. Another Country is on the Fantasy label. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org. To hear my complete conversation with Tiff Merritt along with full performances, visit worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with World Cafe.